You watch the news, and it's depressing because all they do is highlight negative stories. And that's why on Mondays, we do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I'll take it first, you guys. It is World Pride Month. Cities all over the world are celebrating LGBTQ people. Lots of parades happening. And at one parade in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Pride Parade, there was a dad named Howie Dittman who showed up with a t-shirt that had some parade goers really emotional. His t-shirt simply read, "Free Dad Hugs." And he posted about how he gave out hundreds of hugs, some of them super happy, but he highlighted a couple that were just too many like these two that he did. One of them, he said, "Her story, I don't know the specifics, but I know that she saw me from across the street. I wasn't paying attention. By the time she got to me, she had tears in her eyes. She stood in front of me and looked up at me with a look of sadness and helplessness that I'll never forget. She hugged me with everything she had, and I hugged her back. She held on for so long, melting into me and thanked me endlessly, and I can't stop thinking about her. What she must be going through with her family, the ones who are supposed to be there for her no matter what. Who does she go to when she needs advice on love, money, or just life? Who does she share old memories with that only her parents would have been there for? What are her holidays like? How often does she hope for that phone call with unconditional love on the other end? I don't know her story, but it doesn't feel like a huge leap to assume she's lost those who should show her the most and forever." Mm. And then he said, basically, imagine, I'm going to get emotional, imagine that your child feels so lost from you that they sink into the arms of a complete stranger and sob endlessly just because it's a hug from a dad and that person doesn't get it.
How come when I wear a free hugs shirt to a parade,
everybody
looks at me like a weirdo?
You're a weirdo.
A creep.
This guy's like, "Oh, he's so great. He's so wonderful."
So he then finishes with saying, "Please don't be the parent of a child that has to shoulder that burden. I met way too many of them of all ages today." And basically is saying, "Oh my God, I wore a shirt that said free hugs and it ruined people because that's all they want from their own father is a hug, but they've been cut off because of who they love." And that is just so sad. But what a beautiful thing for him to have done.
Very nice.
So with that, I say, Howie Dittman, you're my great news.
I wasn't ready.
No, Howie Dittman, you're my great okay. You're up next.
Okay, go ahead.
Great.
Welcome to my world, Allie.
All right. Mine, comes from Las Vegas. There is a hospital there that took time Wednesday morning to pay tribute to an 18-year-old named Michael Sigler. He got in a motorcycle accident on the day of his high school graduation. Mm. He got in a motorcycle accident, and they were keeping him alive on machines. And 2 weeks before that, he had realized, being a donor is important.
Oh, wow.
So, and by the way, I was a jackass when I was a senior in high school. There's no way I'm thinking that much about other people like he did. So he thought, "I'm riding a motorcycle. Maybe I just need to be safe and make sure that I can be a donor." And basically, he was able to save 9 other people's lives.
Wow.
By himself, by being a donor.
He died, by the way. We should mention that, right?
He did die, yes. Yeah. And before he died, and this is a video that I don't know that you should watch, Allie, especially because they all lined the hallways of the hospital.
The families of the people.
First of all, the employees, then the families of the people that he was saving,
geez.
Then his own family. And they were all saying goodbye to him, and they were just, everybody was crying because this is an amazing thing that an 18-year-old did. And he did, unfortunately, end up dying, but he was able to save 9 other lives. And I think that also deserves great news.
We're an emotional mess today. Bean, take it home with something that sucks.
I think you guys will like this story. It's a very sweet story about an 89-year-old named Ronald Dembler who lives in a suburb of Atlanta in Georgia. Suburb of Atlanta in Georgia.
He had been to the hospital, had no one to pick him up, so called an Uber. Lauren Mulvihill was his Uber driver, and she not only took the man home, but helped him inside his house. Again, he's 89 years old with a lot of health problems. She was horrified by what she saw in his house. Terrible conditions. Trash everywhere, dishes everywhere. It smelled of urine, dog poop all over the house.
He lived by himself?
Unable to take care of himself. In fact, he no longer had nursing care coming to the house because of the condition of the house. They wouldn't come anymore. It was just filled with garbage. And she said, I can't let you live like this. She calls him Mr. Ronald. I can't let you live like this. He has no living family, apparently no friends. So she put up on Facebook, she said, this is too big a job for me, but we have to help this guy. He's a veteran, and he's old, and he needs help. Well, as you can imagine, because it's in the great news segment, dozens and dozens and dozens of people responded. They came forward, they began to clean and help strip apart the house. In just a week's time, they'd already removed all the garbage, the old furniture, the old carpet. Now they're painting the walls, they're putting in a new floor. They've got somebody coming in to fix the mold. A local restaurant started catering for all of the volunteers.
Wow.
So it just became this huge community thing. And he's got so many friends now, so many people that are going to be dropping by to look in after him, and he will not have to live like that anymore. And they've arranged for the nurses to start coming back to the house now that the conditions have improved. They got somebody to help him take care of his dog. I mean, all of this happened just as a result of him having a beautiful young woman be his Uber driver to take him home from the hospital.
Oh, wow. I don't know how many people would get out of their own car to help. He's an 89-year-old man, that's something.
I think he had trouble walking, you know? So, I mean, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of Uber drivers who would just say, beat it, old man, and just pull up to the curb, right? But the fact that she went in, saw that, and didn't just say, not my problem, is unbelievable.
Agreed.
So, I bet he still didn't tip.
It looks like he's going to be okay, by the way. And that's my great news.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world-famous K-Rock.